All right. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Something fruity by way of joke to end what's been a
bloody good week.
Pretty ordinary week.
Billy. Hey, Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not a funny man. At least not on purpose. Righto, Jimmy boy. A school teacher asked her students to make a sentence containing the word I presume. Okay? Presume.
Yes. That's two words.
Yeah. Well, a expression or whatever, mm-hmm. I presume. Yes. Better than contagious, Jim, this one. Yeah. One little girl put up a hand and she said, yesterday my mother hand washed the dinner dishes and I presumed that the dishwasher was broken. Very good, said the teacher. Next one. This morning, my father drove the Volkswagen out of the garage. I presume that the BMW wouldn't start. Oh, excellent.
Hmm.
And, of course, little Johnny's
Johnny.
Little
Johnny. Little Johnny.
Always little Johnny.
Naughty Jim. Little bastard.
Got exactly right. He's got his hand up out the back of the classroom. Okay, little Johnny, I'll give you a go. Yesterday, I saw Grandpa leave the house with a newspaper wrapped under his arm and headed to the bush. I presume that the teacher interrupted. She knew what I think little Johnny was going to say. Yes. Yep. I stopped you because you have no idea what your grandfather was going to do, so you can't presume anything. Johnny said, please, teacher, let me finish my sentence. Oh, okay, little Johnny. As I was saying, I saw Grandpa heading for the bush with a newspaper under his arm. I presumed he was going for a shit because he can't read. Not bad from little Johnny. He's a naughty little bastard, Jim, isn't he?
Oh, no.
Naughty, naughty Johnny.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's a fruity Friday. That makes us all happy inside. And then we just bounce off to work or the pub. We weren't in lockdown. Have a good weekend, Jim.
I'm not sure how much more of this I can do, Rap.
I'll just sleep in the sun.